there must be more to life. More to life than money and shopping. More to life than what you eat or how fit you are. More to life than sex, drugs, and rock and roll. More to life than saving the planet or meeting the famous face who lives nearby. More to life than playing happy families, finding the right school for your kids, or supporting your team. Whatever shape tool they use. There is more to life. But what? Who am I? Where did I come from? What happens when I die? What is the point of it all? Is this as good as it gets?
We laugh, we cry, we love, we hate, we live, and we die. And there's no reason for it. But what if there is a reason, and it's true? What if there is something that makes sense of this world? What if there is someone who has the answer? Wouldn't that be worth knowing? Well, the wonderful thing is, that someone has come. And his story has been around for 2,000 years, and is still changing lives today.
The scripture tells you that, you know, everything worked together for the good of those who believe in Christ. And that was a massive reassurance to me. And everything that happened and everything that will happen, I know will be guided by the Lord. And that gives me great confidence.
I know the first time I went into Amen Park Chapel that I was hearing something that was true. It just felt authentic.
My flatmate gave me a Bible to read, and after resisting and after a few months, I started to read it. And I was surprised by what I saw, by what I understood. I was surprised at the very fact that I felt God was on my side, opening my eyes to see things I hadn't understood before.
As a Christian, I've got the perfect parenting manual. I've got the Bible. The Bible is God's word. It's accurate, it's comprehensive, and it's totally reliable.
Well, I was actually offered a recording contract with the group I was with, but turned it down. And it doesn't compare to being right with God. And knowing him, and knowing that what I have in him or with him is eternal, and a recording contract, however wonderful it is temporary, and it's gonna go one day, but a life with him is forever.
I know what you're thinking. This is the bit where the trendy vicar tells you about Jesus. Well, hold on a moment. Do you really know the truth about Christianity? Well, listen up. Give us 30 seconds. This is what it's all about.
God created the world for his pleasure.
God made us to love and enjoy him.
But we walked out on God and spoiled everything.
And we've been living with the consequences ever since.
Having wronged God, there is a price to pay.
Eternal punishment in that other place.
Which is unbelievably bad.
We are unable to get ourselves out of this mess.
So God sent his own son to put things right.
He died on the cross to pay the price.
So that all who trust in him come back to God.
To live life in a new way.
To give God pleasure.
And to love and enjoy him forever.
Which is unbelievably good.
Everyone you've just seen comes here to Amien Park Chapel. But being a Christian isn't just about knowing the Bible stories. It's not just another nice idea for people with time on their hands. It's not a crutch to lean on when things go wrong. It changes your life.
Because we have confidence that the Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again, and I believe his promise that those who believe in him, he says, even though you may die, yet you shall live. So it's the hope in that resurrection. I will see my dad again. My dad trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a Christian.
Someone at church gave me a Bible verse, that Romans 12 verse 2, that says, conform yourselves no longer to the pattern of the world. and I realised that it doesn't matter whether I fit in this world or not, because there's a better place where I do.
What I had been brought up to understand in the Catholic Church as a child was that we had to follow a series of do's and don'ts. What I discovered in reading the Bible was that God is on my side, God is close, God is loving, God is near, and He wants us to become His friends.
I wouldn't be here today if I wasn't a Christian. I would have drunk myself to death by now. I was heavily into alcohol and, just living for the moment, really. And I spread my miserable anarchy wherever I went.
At the end of life, there's a lot more to look forward to. And just to be, to leave this world and to know that there's a sunshine that can be on your face and that will be no more pain, no more suffering. And we cannot imagine what is in store for us. And we will have a heavenly body, and I'm going to be a 5'8".
When I first went to Amien Park Chapel, I was first struck by the preaching. I found the message very profound and very challenging. And afterwards, there's a willingness in queuing up to come and meet us and to greet us and to welcome us to the church. And obviously, every time we came back and heard more of the message, I realized that this was the real truth. What we were hearing was what life is all about.
How many hours have you wasted chasing things that don't really matter? How many of life's questions remain unanswered for you? Surely it's worth some of your time to search for the truth and discover there is more to life than this. Why not speak to the person who gave you this DVD? You can sign up for a Christianity Explored course to look into these things, or give us a call, or check out our website. Either way, it's worth your time finding out the truth.